It's 8 o'clock and you're listening to the regional newscast from KVNF in Paonia. I'm Patricia Naft. Paonia officials say the town council has voted to hire Steve Raby as the town's interim manager. Raby was once a city administrator for Canyon City for over 14 years. Paonia officials say Raby needs to pass a background and reference check before the town can officially offer him the job. San Miguel County Sheriff Bill Masters has asked the County Board of Commissioners to ban butane hash oil production. KVNF's Laura Pomisano spoke with the sheriff earlier about his request. Here's that interview.
Sheriff Masters, explain to me why you are going to be asking the San Miguel County Board of Commissioners to ban hash oil production using butane in San Miguel County.
The butane extraction process is one that involves an accelerant, butane, which is a gas that's heavier than air, and therefore in certain locations it pools toward the bottom of a particular residence or condo project, et cetera, where it could gather or it has repeatedly gathered, and then there's a spark and it sets it off and it explodes.
What has prompted you to make this decision to ask for the ban?
We have not had an explosion here yet, but we've seen a number of them in Colorado and throughout the United States. And we ran into one operation. They had a case. I think there was 140 butane bottles in a case. There were 36 left. They were manufacturing it inside a rented residence in a neighborhood. And we thought that considering the commercial level of what they were doing, it could be a danger to the entire neighborhood. After that, we thought, maybe we should just ask the commissioners to pass this resolution that apparently is granted to them this year by the legislature that local governments can ban the manufacturing of hash oil using certain methods.
Do you know if the board has that resolution up on their agenda yet?
No, they don't. The county attorney is still looking into the legality of it all and trying to determine if we do in fact have the authority to do that and determining if it actually violates any of the provisions of Amendment 64.
Where did officers find the site where butane was being used to create hash oil in San Miguel County?
A couple weeks ago, it was in a location outside of Telluride in a small community near Ames.
What is your concern about having people producing hash oil using butane?
It's a dangerous process. I think it's a one that's not necessary to do it with. It's being used because it's easy. People that are often doing it are stoned and forgetful and don't understand the dangers involved in it. They're injuring themselves, causing explosions, and putting the lives of emergency responders and firemen at risk in the neighborhood.
What kind of marijuana production is legal in San Miguel County?
Exactly like the rest of the state, we're governed by both the Medical Marijuana Amendment and Amendment 64. In addition to that, at different locations, the county has zoned certain areas for marijuana production and has licensed four different establishments for the manufacturing of marijuana concentrates and infused products and grow operations. In the town of Telluride, we have, I believe, four now marijuana retail outlets. In addition to that, of course, people have the constitutional right to grow a certain number of plants, six for every adult, that's three in the immature stage and three mature plants, and possess 2 ounces of marijuana. They can also, of course, if they're a medical marijuana patient, have the proper amount of marijuana that doctor deems necessary through prescription.
Thank you so much for your time, Bill.
My pleasure.
That was San Miguel County Sheriff Bill Masters. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
A top administrator in the EPA's Office of Water was in the Roaring Fork Valley Wednesday, touring local rivers and drumming up interest for a proposed Clean Water Act rule. Acting Administrator Nancy Stoner says the so-called Waters of the U.S. rulemaking clarifies what types of water bodies get federal protection. Before she discussed the rule with local residents, she traveled up the Frying Pan River just outside of the Salt. Aspen Public Radio's Marcy Krivenin was along for the ride and filed this report.
Nice day, too.
We've had an amazing day.
Acting EPA Administrator Nancy Stoner lucked out on the weather during a recent tour of the Frying Pan River. While rain and snow aren't uncommon this time of year, she got sunshine.
Just to give you all a little background on Roaring Fork Conservancy, we're a watershed action and education organization.
The basalt-based Roaring Fork Conservancy organized the tour and stopped just below Rudeye Reservoir, where anglers dotted the river below the dam. The Conservancy's director, Rick LaFaro, went over an economic study they're doing.
This is the economic engine for the town of Basalt, really. People come to Basalt to fish the Frying Pan River, period. Of course, businesses in town benefit. One of the most frequently referenced documents on our website is our economic study, and it's 10 years old. So hopefully we will see those numbers increase.
Water in the Roaring Fork Valley is valuable, whether it's bringing anglers to town, providing rapids for rafters, or irrigating farmlands. Stoner says a proposed rule called Waters of the U.S. aims to ensure water is clean. Both the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers are behind it.
And it's really to clarify the scope of the Clean Water Act, to make sure that stream systems like this one are protected, that the headwaters are protected, so that the streams are protected.
The Clean Water Act was passed in 1972 when the country was grappling with dirty water.
There were very serious pollution problems at that time. We'd been fortunate that we've made a lot of progress since 1972 and since that time. But in order to make sure that the water bodies continue to be protected, we need to have that clarity.
Within the Act, there's a single definition for waters of the U.S. The waters that fall under that receive federal protections and are subject to more regulations. The proposed rule doesn't protect any new types of water bodies. Instead, it clarifies which ones receive protection, with a focus on streams, wetlands, and headwaters. Stoner says a set of Supreme Court cases muddied the waters regarding protection of these water bodies.
When there's a spill, when there's toxins, when there's sewage, when there's oil, you don't want that to flow into the headwaters and down into the waterways below. That's the kind of thing we're trying to prevent. There definitely have been cases in which there were spills in headwaters where we couldn't address those because of lack of clarity of the protections under the Clean Water Act.
Under the rule, those wanting to do work like development alongside a water of the U.S. would have to get a permit, and pollutants allowed in the water would be regulated. Stoner says it's not a big change from what's already law, but it has stirred up lots of controversy, particularly in the agricultural community.
If you're going to expand the Congress's original intent, it probably needs to come from Congress.
Bill McKee is a cattle rancher in the valley. He has many concerns, including potentially more regulation over what he calls standard agricultural practices, like spraying vegetation near ditches.
And if your neighbor downstream or somebody driving by saw you with a sprayer spraying and, hey, those are waters of the U.S., you can't spray a chemical.
The rule maintains exemptions already in place for agriculture. Still, Tom Harrington says there's too much ambiguity. He runs a ranch west of Carbondale, and he's unsure whether the big ditch on his property falls into the waters of the U.S. category.
It just seems like it's very unclear. As much as they say we want to clarify this, to me it's still very unclear about do we qualify for those exemptions.
Congressman Scott Tipton calls the rulemaking a federal water grab that's flawed. Still, the EPA's Nancy Stoner says her agency's gone to great pains to accommodate farmers and ranchers.
We think this is actually good for them, so we're working really hard to make sure that agricultural uses are protected and the waters are protected.
The comment period for the rulemaking ends on July 21st. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.
You've been listening to the regional newscast from KVNF. Visit our website at kvnf.org to find reports from the KVNF news team. Stay tuned for Go Betty and the Monday Morning Music Mix. I'm Patricia Naft.